This is the second in a series of episodes on leadership skills that I think are important for leaders being in the self-storage industry. And make no mistake about it, if you're getting in the self-storage industry or if you own a self-storage business, you are a leader. Let's talk about team building today. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp. And the promise of the boot camp is to take you from wherever you are now all the way to putting your next or your first facility into service. You'll learn all the spaces we move through to bring a project into reality in today's world using today's numbers. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. And a few episodes ago, back in episode 331, I talked about your team. What are the spaces that need to be covered as you're putting your first or your next self-storage project into service? And who are the team members that need, what are the spaces that need to be covered, and who are those team members? Hint, if you remember, there's three possible ways to have the team members that you need. But today I want to talk about it from a different angle. I want to talk about it from the mindset of a leader. Definitely watch episode 331 to learn about who the team members are and what the team members need to do. But today I want to talk about building a team from the mindset of a leader. And in my opinion, Elon Musk has a lot to offer here. Now, you may have whatever thoughts you have about Elon Musk. He may be a real fan, like I am, or you may not think very much of him, like my wife. But either way, it's hard to deny the impact he's had. In essence, Elon Musk has defined and shaped two industries in the past 10 to 15 years. One is the electric car business, and two is the private space industry. Let's take the electric car business, for example. All the other manufacturers who are getting into the electric car business are playing catch up with Elon Musk, Tesla. Tesla has defined, is the standard for the electric car. It has the infrastructure in place. And for all practical purposes, he didn't create the electric car industry, but he certainly defined it, set its path, and set the standard for other people to catch up to. Same thing with the space industry. When NASA went as far as it could go, it really looked to the private sector to take the next leap into going into space. And Elon Musk's company, SpaceX, has created a way to use reusable rockets that make space travel much less expensive, more affordable, and easier to do. And NASA has teamed up with SpaceX. Now, much of how the next 10 to 15 years of space exploration looks is now defined by the relationship that Elon Musk, SpaceX, has with the public sector. Now, what's interesting is, in reality, he knew very little about either industry. He didn't know much about electric cars and how to build them. He was not a car manufacturer. And he certainly didn't know much about how to create reusable rockets and define the public-private space ventures for the next 10 to 15 years. But what did he do? He had a vision for what's possible, much like we have a vision for our company. And he assembled the teams around him of the best and the brightest. But what I think is the most interesting thing that Musk offers is He stated on numerous occasions, he always starts from the premise that I'm probably wrong. Here's what I'm thinking, and I'm probably wrong, and I want to surround myself with people who know more than I do to either prove that I'm wrong or to validate that maybe this is the right way to go. And he has defined two industries with that mindset. I think as we're building teams, that is a good model to be using. To realize that you have a vision. Here's what I think it's going to, my company's going to unfold. This is what I think is going on in the industry now. I very well or am probably wrong, and I need to put smarter people than me around myself to ensure that I'm heading in the right direction and I'm doing things correctly. Another example might be Steve Jobs and Wozniak. You know, Jobs didn't know how to build computers. He did. He wasn't an engineer. Wozniak was an engineer and knew how to put components together and build computers. But yet it was Jobs' vision that literally created and turned Apple into what it is today. But he surrounded himself with a solid team. Now, most leaders I know, and often myself, I've heard myself saying this often, most leaders I know, whether they say it or not, they're coming from the premise, I know what I'm talking about. I've been in this business for 25 years. You should listen to me because I know what I'm doing. Now, I'm going to call that old style leadership, as opposed to what we might call the new style leadership, or one that I'm really impressed with. It's more along the Musk lines, like, I'm probably wrong, but here's what I'm thinking now, and I want to get a team of people smarter than me to validate whether this is a right perception or a wrong perception, and then move forward. Now, we all know leaders of the old style leadership. Now, I may lose half my audience here, but so be it. But just think back from the person in the White House from 2017 to 2021, and that style of leadership. And then think of someone else like an Elon Musk and that style of leadership. Those are two totally different worlds, aren't they? Old style leadership and someone coming from the premise, let's say I'm probably wrong, but I want to get smarter people than me to validate what I'm thinking. Which company do you think is going to go further? Which company is going to make a bigger difference? Two different worlds. You're coming from two totally different worldviews. Which company would you rather be a part of? What type of teams would each style leadership build? What kind of results would each style of leadership create? I've learned that I'm only going to be as successful as team that I put together. Yes, my job is to have the vision of what I want to create or what's possible in self-storage, and in the niche I want to carve out for myself. My job is to create the vision, but I'm only so big and I only have so many skills. My success is going to be a function of the team that's assembled around me. I've had good teams and I've had weak teams. I've had good partners and I've had weak partners. I've had good employees and I've had weak employees. Believe me, it's always better to have smarter, more knowledgeable people than you as your team members in their given areas. Now, my wife will confirm that in most every case, it doesn't take a whole lot to get someone in a room who knows more about a subject than I do. And that's my goal as I'm doing my team assembly. So when you're putting your team together, and again, in episode 331, we talked about the team members, where you find them, who they are, the specific roles they play. All that's great. But in my opinion, the mindset that the leader comes from as he's assembling his team will determine who those team members are. Don't go with just the least expensive option or the easiest, quickest option. I've done that. I've paid the price for that. Try to find the absolute best team members you can find and put your team together. I've made almost every mistake you can make in the self-storage business, including not having a strong team assembled. Don't do that. I firmly believe that great leaders are humble leaders who realize the limit to what they know, and then surround themselves and put a team together of smarter people. Our job, in my humble opinion, is the vision, and the team we put together will fulfill on that vision. At least today, the new style, what I'm calling the new style leadership, is what inspires me and motivates me to put the right team together. But I could be wrong. Thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I look forward to being with you next week, and I will see you then.